Mondays on Target on The Face Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target, where I spin Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, all at 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. And welcome everybody, I've got some exciting news. We are about to be broadcasting from the west coast of North America, more specifically California's Bay Area. There is a burgeoning radio station keyed directly to soul, ska, punk, oi, reggae, rocksteady, and so on, called Working Class Radio. And they're a 24/7 radio station. And they've asked me to put On Target on their station. So now we are not only in London on Mod Radio UK, in New York on The Face Radio, in Winnipeg on UMFM, but we are now also in California on workingclassradio.com. So stay tuned for time slot information. I'll have that for you soon. And we're probably looking at starting in the next week or two. So it's an exciting new way to listen to alternative radio. I started off this week's show with a track called Let There Be Drums by Sandy Nelson. Now, Sandy Nelson was a drummer and a session musician. In fact, one of the best known rock drummers in the early 60s. He had several solo instrumental top 40 hits. He released over 30 albums between 1959 and 1974. And he was also a session musician on a lot of hit records, but of course goes uncredited there. The truly amazing thing about Sandy Nelson is that his career was in full swing by 1963 when he got himself into a motorcycle accident, which necessitated amputation of his right leg. But despite that, he did not miss a beat, as they say, because having put out 5 albums in 1962, he put out 4 albums in 1963. But it's his stuff after the accident that's the best stuff he did. The music you're hearing behind me this show is the flip side of Let There Be Drums, a track called Leapfrog. And like everything that he recorded and produced, it came out on the Imperial label.
Thanks to men like Shepard, Grissom, Glenn, and Carpenter, pretty soon now, We'll be dancing on the moon. It's gonna happen pretty soon.
Yes, doll.
You dig that full earth tonight?
It sure is shining bright.
So here's a very interesting thing that I came across, a track by Joey D and the Starlighters called Dancing on the Beach, which came out on the Jubilee label in 1966. Written, produced, arranged, and conducted by Trade Martin. Now, Trade Martin was a singer, songwriter, producer, arranger. I mean, he did tons of stuff. He worked for 30 years in the industry, working with 60s girl groups all the way up to 80s era pop. I have a record I haven't played in quite a few years called We'll Be Dancing on the Moon, and I had to go back, pull that out, and listen to it because I thought maybe it was a reworking of that. So I played that one at the top of that set because it's actually a completely different track, recorded by Trade Martin, but not written by Trade Martin. And that came out in 1962 on the Co-Ed label.
Starts getting you down. There's room enough for want to a Bonnaroo.
Nice lineup there, starting with Nightfo Last on the Tamla Motown label by Shorty Long, and then Up on the Roof, The Drifters. Beautiful track, which is an absolute classic, written by Goffin and King and produced by Lieber and Stoller. I couldn't possibly tell you who The Drifters are because there are so many members. It was just a revolving door of talent. Started off as Clyde McFadder and The Drifters, and Clyde McFadder left after like a year or two, and then the band just consistently changed. Benny King was a member, like it, just tons of people. But this is just a beautiful track. Came out on the Atlantic label in the US. I played it on the British London label. Rounded everything off with Fred Hughes going as Freddie Hughes. Where's My Baby from 1968 on the Wii label.
I cried, 'cause my love hadn't died. that's what they call my name. I'm so single, baby. Lover is my middle name. What you want, woman, is everything I've got. I'm so single, baby. Loving, I've got a lot. Now watch it. Got a book full of girls I can call on the phone. They all dig me, baby, cause I come on so strong. I'm so single. I'm so single, baby. Let me hear you call my name. I'm so single, baby. Lover is my claim to fame. What I want, woman, is everything you've got. I'm so single, baby. In loving, I've got a lot. Every time you see me, I'm wearing fine clothes. Everything I touch seems to turn to solid gold. I'm the so single, baby. Lover is my claim to fame. I'm the soul singer, baby. And lover is my middle name. I'm the soul singer, woman. I'm the only soul singer, baby.
From the heart of the continent, the center of the country, and the middle of nowhere, this is On Target, on the Face Radio. The soul of Brooklyn.
Hey guys, I'm really bummed out because I had an exchange that has sort of punched me in the gut, and I need to tell you about it. It has to do with the two records that I just played. I got an email from a DJ, a mod, a man that I respect and admire, Mr. Rob Bailey from the UK, also known as Dr. Robert. He's a member of the New Untouchables, who are movers and shakers in the UK, vital to the mod scene, vital to the DJ scene. They put on a lot of events. They put out the Le Beat Bespoke compilations, of which there are, what, 10 now? Full of super rare, hard to find stuff. Anyway, so Rob writes to me. He's discovered that I have a record in my collection that he wants. It's a hard to find, not crazy expensive, but hard to find Canadian band called Meriday Park. I played them a couple months ago now on the show. And he wants to do an exchange, and I'm totally cool with that. He gives me a bunch of ideas of things that I might like, and top of the list, shining bright, is Oscar Hammond and the Majestics' Soulfinger, which I just played, and on the flip side, Got to Have Your Lovin'. Now, here's the part that's just killing me. I sent him photos of the record and a recording, actually the very recording that I played on the show, and I don't do any kind of manipulation of the sound to the records that I play. They just get straight recorded, that's it. Then you hear them, and often you hear scratches and pops, right? So I sent him that file and photos. He was happy with this, and we decided to do the exchange. By the time the record got to him, it had a significant crack in it, about an inch long. I had not seen this crack when I looked over the record, but you know, I'm in a dark, dank basement here. I don't have great light, and I guess I missed it. But it definitely wasn't there. As far as I could see, I believe that it happened in transit. And the other thing is that they tell you in Canada Post that you can insure your package up to $100. What they don't know, for some reason, is that if you do that, then the person receiving the package has to pay duty. If it's anywhere over like $10. And I always say, don't insure it. I don't want to insure it. And they all say, but you're okay to insure it for up to $100. Well, Rob had to pay to pick up the record from the post office. He had to pay duty. Opens the record and is instantly disappointed because it's in lousy condition. So basically, I'm sending him back the record that we swapped for, and I'm letting him keep that record because I just feel so terrible about this. But this is what happens sometimes in the record collecting business, but it does make for bad feelings. And this is the thing that's killing me, because I respect Rob so much that I wanted to make a good impression on him, and I ended up making myself look like just, it's a gross feeling. So I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to share the record that I was going to trade with him. I also sent him a lot more money, which he's refunding me. So in the end, it's all fine, I guess, except that he doesn't have the record that he wanted in the condition that he wanted to play at Modstock, which is happening over the Easter weekend. So let this be a lesson to anybody out there who's doing a trade. Make sure that you check exactly what you're sending, especially if you're selling, because that's money out of pocket. And if you're sending, at least from Canada to anywhere else, do not declare a value on the item. Otherwise, they're going to have to pay a fee, and that's garbage. Okay, it's going to take me a while to get over this, but I will eventually get over this. And so I started that off with Love Didn't Die by Canadian band The Chessmen on the Mercury label from 1965.
The way when on. Oh, baby, where did I go wrong? I know you don't want me another day, so I guess I'll be on my way. Oh, no, 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 no. Up to you. Oh, sweetheart, do anything you want me to, because you made me understand in this world I'm not the only man who can love you, be true to you. There are plenty of guys who would love to be true to you, baby. Don't make me suffer no more. Give me a chance, oh darling, please. Can't you see I'm on my knees? I'm asking you, I'm begging you, what must I do to prove my love is true? Oh, baby, I've suffered so long, darling. Oh, no, oh, baby, where did I go wrong? Oh, baby, where did I go wrong? Didn't I love you quite enough? If you leave, it's gonna be tough to find another girl in the whole wide world who could love me the way you do. Oh, baby, 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 where did I go wrong? Oh, baby, where did I go wrong?
This is The Face Radio,
and you are listening to
On Target.
It's what's in the grooves that count.
Visit ontargetpodcast.ca, the official On Target website, for all episodes and links to your favorite listening apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, and Player FM. We are also available for download at iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Gaana, RoomPlay, and Deezer. Listen, comment, download, share, and feel free to send me an email directly at mod.marty@yahoo.com. That was Eddie and Ernie. I Can't Do It on the Eastern label, 1966. Before that, The Embers, an awesome Northern Soul track. One of my favorites, honestly. Where Did I Go Wrong on the Atlantic label from 1969, and started off with Helen Shapiro, a good Jewish girl from Bethnal Green, London, who's both a singer and an actress, but probably best known to most people for Walking Back to Happiness, which was her first release and her biggest hit. That was Stop and You Will Become Aware. Amazing production, amazing composition. I love her voice. It's a great record that falls nowhere. Does not fall into pop, does not fall into soul, but it was popular on the Northern Soul scene. That came out on the Columbia label in 1967.
Ain't that a kindness? Woman, ain't
started off that set with the flip side to the Joey D and the Starlighters track that I played at the top, which was more of a sort of pop song, and this one falls squarely into Northern Soul. The track's called Good Little You, and yes, it was also written, produced, and conducted by Trade Martin. Followed that with Taj Mahal, A Lot of Love on the Columbia label. I'm inclined to think that it stole the bass guitar lick that opens the song from Give Me Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. Sounds quite similar, doesn't it? That Spencer Davis track came out in 1966. This track came out in 1969, but it's still a killer Northern Soul track, and despite that one little bit, it still stands entirely on its own. Followed that with Belita Woods, Grounded is the name of that track. My copy's a little rough, but it still plays pretty strong. Came out on the Moira label in 1969. Listening to On Target Dance Party Radio in England on modradiouk.net.
Drive your man away. I buy you things you can't put.
So things have been quiet in Winnipeg over the winter in terms of finding records locally, but Brent at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl did get in a box of some UK releases, and next week I'll actually showcase a lot of those UK beat records from the early 60s. But the track that I ended off there with was a band called The Applejacks, a track called Baby Jane, which came out in 1964 on the Decca label. And that's just a taste of the stuff that I will be playing next week. Before that, the Shindogs, who were the house band for the ABC musical variety TV show Shindig. The band consisted of several legendary blues and rock and roll musicians and songwriters from the American South. They put out two 45s as the Shindogs, and this one's a killer. Both sides, I'll be playing the flip side next week. This is called Who Do You Think You Are? And it came out on the Viva label in 1966. Started that set off with another record that I had purchased from Rob Bailey amidst our unfortunate exchange. The track's called Sugar Baby by Jimmy Powell. It came out on the Decca label in 1962. I'm going to leave you off now with a great version of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child by Billy Storm. It's usually sung by a woman, but this is a great version, a little more upbeat than what you might be familiar with, but still holds the angst and emotion this song was meant to have. Came out in 1963 on the Buena Vista label, and I have to thank Brent at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl again for this one. This has been On Target with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join me every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. on The Face Radio. And please visit thefaceradio.com and donate to get a free gift and help to keep the station on the air. Until next time, keep the faith.